Welcome to another episode of Dominion Nuggets with Dr. Joseph Parakoy of the Dominion in Christ International, DICI. On this platform, get set for an encounter with God's Word. Expect an impartation and empowerment of the total man by the power of the Holy Spirit. You are created by God to live in dominion and victory all the days of your life. As you listen and believe, your situation will change in Jesus' name. And here now is Dr. Joseph.
We give glory to God for the opportunity given to us to hear Him again. The Word of God is powerful. In the Word of God, we have life. And as I come to you today, I want to share with you on the message titled Dominion Over the Mighty and the Nobles. Dominion Over the Mighty and the Nobles. I take my text from the book of Judges chapter 5. Judges chapter 5, and I read to you verse 13. Judges chapter 5, verse 13. These are the sons of Deborah and Barak. Deborah, the woman of power. Deborah, the woman that distinguished herself in the midst of other people. And there was a man with her called Barak. At this time, they had defeated the wicked king, the wicked personality called Sisera. Sisera was a powerful man. Sisera was unstoppable. Sisera gathered enemies together because he thought he was a god. And he confronted the people of God. And Deborah, the woman, joined alliance with Barak, and they went against Sisera, and Sisera was brought down. Sisera's power was conquered, and when they destroyed Sisera, Deborah and Barak sang this song, and it's found in that Judges 5 verse 13. Then he made him that remaineth have dominion over the nobles among the people. The Lord made me have dominion over the mighty. Deborah understood the power of dominion. Deborah understood that except you dominate your environment, you dominate your situation, you may never live long. Because what dominates you can terminate you. And Deborah understood the source of dominion. He understood that God is the only source of dominion. And I come to you today to tell you, you too can have dominion over the mighty. You can have dominion over situation and circumstances. You can have dominion over whatever the problem that may come your way. I don't know what you are going through today, but I come to you with the message of the Master, the message of the King of Kings. He asked me to tell you, you can have what? Dominion in the name of Jesus. Dominion is guaranteed for the children of God. Dominion is guaranteed if you are following the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are a child of God, you must rule. The Bible says, rule thou in the midst of your enemy. Rule thou in the midst of your enemy. To dominate means to rule. To dominate means to command. To dominate means to control. To dominate means to reject and overthrow what you don't like in your life. To dominate means to control, to command, and to accomplish the impossible. When we say you are dominating, it means you are ruling. You are reigning with Him. You are reigning over anything that is not of God. Let's see Ephesians. If I read to you, I want to read to you quickly the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1. And I read from verse 21. It says, let me even read to you from verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us world who believe, according to the working of His mighty power? To dominate over the mighty, you must have mighty power. To dominate over powers of darkness, you must have mighty power. And mighty power resides in Jesus. Jesus Christ died to give us the mighty power. And that power works in us. That power is in us. And because He is ruling in Christ, we reign with Him. Verse 21. Far above all principalities and power. In fact, when you look at verse 20 quickly, which wrought in Christ, which wrought in Christ, that mighty power was in Christ. That mighty power is still in Christ today. And that mighty power is in us because we are a child of God. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. I told you before, Satan thought that if he would kill Jesus, it would be over. He did not know that as he was killing Jesus, as they were nailing Jesus, he was nailing himself. And the Bible makes us to know when Jesus resurrected from the grave, the powers of darkness were shattered. When Jesus resurrected from the grave, sin, sickness, disease, they died together. Jesus gave a knockout blow to principalities and powers. The Bible says, which he wrought in Christ when he raised from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Christ is set in the right hand in heavenly places. We are set with him far above all principality, all power, all might, and what? Dominion. Guy, dominion. And every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. May I tell you today, Christ has given us dominion over everything, all principalities, over all powers, powers of darkness, powers of sorcery, powers of marine powers, powers in the sea, powers in the air, powers in the cloud, powers in darkness. He has given us power over everything, powers over sicknesses and diseases. He has given us, we have been made to sit above all might. All might. Might belong to Jesus. Might doesn't belong to secret cult. Might doesn't belong to demons. Might doesn't belong to anything. Might is in Jesus. Jesus is the owner of might. He controls might. He's the all in all. All dominion. He has given us power. We are seated above all dominion. All rulership. Nobody has power more than Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is great. Jesus is King. There is no ruler in this world that can match the name of Jesus. There is nobody. There was a man called Nero. Emperor Nero rose up and he said he was a god. God decimated him in a second. God killed him. When Napoleon Bonaparte, because he was so powerful, he was conquering and conquering. And he thought he had become a god. God used mosquito to kill him. He died a disgraceful death. God is God. Nebuchadnezzar was a powerful king. He thought he was ruling. And one day he woke up in the morning and got to the balcony of his palace. And he said, is this not great Babylon which I have built by my power? As the word came out, God said, so you built it by your power. God smote him with a dangerous slap. Invisible hand touched him. Nebuchadnezzar became an animal and he went into the forest for 7 seasons. God is God. What shall we say of Jezebel? Jezebel was a witch, a terrific witch. Terrific. Jezebel controlled the palace. Jezebel controlled the nation. Jezebel controlled men and women. He subdued even some people of God. People feared her. She was so terrible and terrific. But one day came, the Spirit of God came on Elisha. And Elisha sent his servant to anoint the man called Jehu. And when Jehu got the anointing, Jehu went and ran to the palace of Ahab. And Jezebel was standing at the window, tying herself, thinking she could seduce Jehu as he has seduced other men of God. When Jehu looked at Jezebel, he said, Jezebel, your end has come. Enough was enough. You had killed enough. Because everything that has got a beginning must come to an end. The Bible said, come down, sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon, for there is no more throne for you. And Jezebel heard the word. Jezebel manifested power. Power failed. There is a time when witchcraft power will fail. There is a season when witchcraft power will be nullified. The Bible makes us to know that it's only the power of God that surpasses every other power. And Jezebel was brought down, was thrown down. Her witchcraft power could not help her. She died unprepared. God is God. God is powerful. Are you there? You are a witch. You boast because of your power. The power your mother gave you, the power your father gave you, the power you got in the forest, the power you got in the ocean. Let me announce to you today, those powers are useless power. I introduce to you the power of Jesus. The Bible says, having spoiled all principalities and powers, he has spoiled every other power. The power in Jesus is the supreme power, is the superior power. And at the mention of that name, every knee must bow. Jesus is Lord. He has given us dominion over every name that is named. Every name that you can remember, Jesus' name is greater than them. His name is above. Every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Jesus' name traverses through this world and in the world to come. Because even names that have not been mentioned, Jesus' name has superseded them all. His name is higher above every other name. His name is mighty, and that Jesus is calling today. And do you know something? Because we have Jesus, because we dominate in Jesus, when you give your heart to him, he puts that power into you. When you surrender from sin, you say, Lord, I don't want to continue my sin. I want you to be my Lord and Savior. It changes your life. What does he do now? When he changes your life, he will put that power in you. Look at verse 22. He had put all things under his feet. Everything under the feet of Jesus. Every problem under the feet of Jesus. Any situation under the feet of Jesus. Do you know something? Let me announce to you today. If you are a child of God, everything is under your feet. Sicknesses under your feet. Diseases under my feet. Demons under my feet. It means you dominate them. You rule them. You say, man of God, somebody has been threatening me. My friend, understand the secret. He's under your feet. That witch and wizard threatening your life is under your feet. Understand this today and you will dominate. They are under your feet. God has given everything to you. He has made him and you head over all things to the church. We dominate today. We rule by fire in the name of Jesus. In which area do we dominate? Number one, we have dominion over sin. Dominion over sin. The Bible says, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. The Bible says, whosoever committed sin is of the devil. We have dominion over sin. According to Romans chapter 6, verse 14, dominion over sin. Sin shall no more rule in your body. So if you are here, you are still living in sin. You need to repent and tell God to give you grace to live a life of dominion over sin. Because when you dominate sin, you dominate sorrow. When you dominate sin, you dominate sicknesses. When you dominate sin, you dominate Satan. The three S: sorrow, sicknesses, and Satan. When you dominate sin, you dominate. If you live in sin, sickness will dominate you. Sorrow will dominate you. Satan will dominate you. So we dominate sin. We are expected to reckon our body dead to sin and live victoriously over sin in the name of Jesus. Number two, we have dominion over fear. You have dominion over fear. God has given us victory over fear. God has not given us the spirit of bondage to fear. The devil makes people fear. And when he makes you to be afraid, fear conquers faith. But faith, if you allow fear, your faith will go down. But if you allow faith, fear dies. What is fear? False expression appearing real. If I write in an acronym, false expression, F for false, E for expression, A appearing, R real. What does that mean? What you fear is what you see. What you fear will come on you. Job feared problem. Job feared calamity. Job was always plagued with the spirit of fear. What if my children would die? What if I will lose everything in one day? What he feared came on him. But when you shift into faith, what is faith? If I write it F-A-I-T-H, forsaking all, I trust him. Forsaking all my feelings, I trust him. Forsaking what the doctors, what they've told me, I trust him. When you put your trust in God, you put your confidence in God, you dominate fear. Fear cannot hold you. We do not know what tomorrow holds, but we do know the God who holds tomorrow. And because we know the God who holds tomorrow, you don't need to be afraid. Your tomorrow is as bright as the promises of God. Can you say that to yourself? Say, my tomorrow is as bright as the promises of God, in the name of Jesus. Number three, you dominate your world. Through Christ, we have dominion over the world. Those that are born of God overcome and have dominion over the world. We are not to conform to the principles and ungodly lifestyles of the world. We need to live to please him. When you live to please God, you rule the world. Because you are not of this world. You reign with Christ. You dominate the world. Number four, when you have dominion, God wants us to have dominion over worries and anxiety. Worries and anxiety. When you surrender your life to Christ, you have no reason to worry or be anxious. Rather, we are invited to a place of peace, of joy in him. Because he is God, he will make all things to work out for us. We are described as more than conquerors through Christ, who loved us. He loves you. Nothing can shake you. Dominate your worries. Anytime you are worried, present that worry to Jesus. He will intervene. He will change your situation in the name of Jesus. Number five, dominion over demons. Dominion over demons. I've read it to you. Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them. He made a show of them. Christ has spoiled principalities and powers. Demonic powers are useless powers. They are nothing. Jesus's power is superior power. Jesus has assured us that we can never be overpowered by evil forces if we remain in him. The Bible says in Luke chapter 10 verse 19. I believe you know what the Bible says there. It said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Serpent and scorpions doesn't mean serpent and scorpion literally. It means human being operating like serpent. Human being possessing demonic, satanic, serpentine power. Witches and wizards, marine agents, all the agents of darkness. They are the serpent and scorpion. God has given you power to dominate them. They can rule over you. In the name of Jesus, we must have dominion over them. Number six, dominion over your thoughts. Have dominion over your thoughts. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Stop thinking negative things. Think positive. Think on the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. Think the thought of God about you. When you think the thought of God, you achieve what you think. And you know something? The greatest nation in the world is not America. The greatest nation is we call it imagination. Your mind is the greatest nation. You can create a nation through your mind. What you think, what you imagine is what you create. What you imagine will determine the nation you create for your destiny. Lastly, because of time, dominion over failures and setbacks. My brothers, my sister, listen to me today. The fact that you have failed, that is not the end of your life. The Bible says in Micah chapter 7 verse 8, rejoice not over me when my enemy when I fall. Because when I fall, I will rise what? Again. Even though I may fall seven times, but I will rise again. That is not the end of life. If you read there, I just quickly read to you Micah chapter 7. I read verse 8, rejoice not against me, O my enemy, when I fall. I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. The Lord will be a light unto you. In the name of Jesus. Listen to this. Every setback is a setup for a comeback. Every setback is a setup for a comeback. The fact that you have setback before, that is not the end of your life. Wake up. Rise up from the dust. Move ahead again. The God of heaven will back you up in the name of Jesus. As we conclude, no one can work in dominion unless you are connected to Christ, who alone is worthy of dominion. Today, you must surrender to him. So as we pray now, close your eyes and talk to God. If there's any sin in your life, ask him to forgive you. Ask him to cleanse you. It will change your life. Tell Lord Jesus, cleanse me through your blood. Forgive me of all my sin. Change my life today. I believe it is done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's pray this prayer quickly. Say, in the name of Jesus, I enter into my dominion today in Jesus' name. I enter into my dominion today in Jesus' name. Say, on a daily basis, land of the living shall bring forth goodness to my advantage in the name of Jesus. On a daily basis, the land of the living shall bring forth goodness to my advantage in the name of Jesus. Say, arm of the Lord, break asunder any power dominating my life in the name of Jesus. Arm of the Lord, break asunder any power dominating my life in the name of Jesus. Say, every evil tongue walking to and fro on earth, pronouncing evil on me, be wasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil tongue walking to and fro on earth, pronouncing evil on me, be wasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Say, every demonic obstacle within and outside me that is preventing the earth from favoring me, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every demonic obstacle within and outside me that is preventing the earth from yielding goodness into my life, scatter by fire in Jesus' name. Say, O land, begin to yield increase for my sake in the name of Jesus. O day, begin to yield increase for my sake in the name of Jesus. O night, begin to yield increase for my sake in the name of Jesus. Say, I command every member of my body to begin to disagree with the law of death in the name of Jesus. I command every member of my body begin to disagree with the law of death in the name of Jesus. Say, any member in my body that has been assigned to die, I reject that now. Come alive in the name of Jesus. Come alive in the name of Jesus. Say, every human personality tapping power from the land of the dead against me, hear the word of God, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, see that diggeth a pit shall fall therein. Every human personality, any human personality tapping power from the land of the dead, listen to me, Saul went to the witch of Endor to tap power from the land of the dead in order to fight a battle against his enemy. Saul, the first king of Israel, did that. He went to the witch of Endor to tap power from the spirit of the dead to fight a battle. Some people go to the land of the dead to tap power to fight you. Say, any human personality tapping power from the land of the dead against my destiny, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Say, every evil altar assigned to delay me in life, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because it is done. In Jesus' name I pray. Father, we pray today that all that we have requested from you, they become testimony now in the name of Jesus. We pray that your glory will shine on us. You help us, O Lord, to dominate anywhere we find ourselves and to rule in the midst of our enemies. Thank you because you've heard us. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. This message has come to you from the kingdom of Eswatini. I am Dr. Joseph, the Lord of heaven and the God that cannot be stopped, in whom you dwell, will make you unstoppable, irresistible, and indestructible in the name of Jesus. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Dominion Nuggets with Dr. Joseph Parakoy of the Dominion in Christ International in the Kingdom of Eswatini, Southern Africa. We believe you have been greatly blessed by this message and on your way to dominion and victory in life. For prayer, counseling, and more information, please kindly reach us on +268 763 528 45, +268 763 528 45. 4245 or by email info@citrac.org or via WhatsApp on +27 7192 12413. Stay in the loving grips of Jesus till we come your way again on this same platform. God bless you. Jesus is Lord.